order anymore." The Aldens followed Oz to a long marble counter that stretched out before a long mirror. Old-fashioned ice cream dishes and colored plates filled the shelves next to the mirror.
"You haven't changed much in all these years," Mr. Alden told Oz.
In no time, Oz set down 5 foamy chocolate ice cream sodas in front of the Aldens.
"These haven't changed either. Give me 5 minutes and you'll have grilled cheese sandwiches to go with your sodas. Now let's catch up on the last 50 years.
The Aldens finished lunch quickly. Then Mr. Alden checked his watch.
"Oh, I could sit here all day talking to you, Oz, but I see how busy you are. And it's time for us to get started on our vacation."
Oz removed his white apron.
"Before you leave, I want to show you, Alden, some beautiful new flies I made for trout fishing," he said. "With the store so busy, I don't get much of a chance to tie many flies anymore. Still, I'd like to give you a couple of new ones I just finished. Follow me to the back of the store."
Benny looked up at Oz.
"You keep flies in the back of the store? Why don't you shoo them out or try to smack them with a fly swatter?"
Oz grinned.
"See these?"
He pointed into a drawer under the counter in back of the store.
"These are handmade flies. They look like real flies, don't they? Well, the trout think so, anyway. We just tie them to the end of our fishing line. Then all we have to do is hope that the fish bite. The better the fly, the better the fishing."
Benny laughed.
"Now I get it," he said. "They're pretend flies, not real ones."
Violet was even more interested in Oz's handmade flies than Benny was.
"They're so beautiful and realistic. I can't believe you made these."
"If you get a rainy day on your vacation," Oz told Violet, "I'll teach you how to tie flies."
After giving Mr. Alden...